sports presentation right here on SportsCoverageRadio.com. Today's sports coverage is being community-minded sponsors you're going to hear during today's broadcast. Stay tuned. More sports coverage on its way.
Yep. Hey, good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Little League, I should say Minor League Championship tonight, Neil. We've got a couple of young teams here from Fort Recovery settling in for their final game of the year here in Fort Recovery in the Minor League Championship. Both teams from Fort Recovery here, and we got Team Dark Gray that's going to be the visiting team, and the Team Purple is going to be the home team tonight. These are first and second graders, Spencey. We got some little Tigers coming out here for baseball, and I'm sure they'll put on a heck of a show for
us. They have a lot of fun, and the skill level is pretty good for that age from the last couple of years that we've seen. You kind of think, well, do they even know which end of the bat to hold? But that is not the case.
They're definitely beyond that, aren't they?
Yes, they are way beyond that, and it's really, it's pretty neat. There's some really good kids. Some of them have decent skill, and a lot of them have really good knowledge of the game.
Yeah, without a doubt. Well, I'm Dave Kelp, alongside me with Neil Spencer, the owner-operator of Fort Recovery Radio. We're going to bring you a couple ball games tonight. We got the Minor League Championship, and then once that game is over with, we're going to follow up with the Major League Championship, which is going to start roughly around 7:30 is what we understand.
Yep.
So and sit back and enjoy a couple of nice ball games, the Little Leaguers out here in Fort Recovery.
And that in that partway through that second game, we'll be talking to Tony Grizzy and maybe a couple of the players from, I believe it was last night, that they won the Southern MAC Little League Championship.
You know what? I saw that on Twitter that they scored, what, 6 runs in the 6th inning to come back and win that ball game. How cool is that?
That is awesome.
Yeah, that is exciting. I'm sure that was had a lot of fun for those guys.
Yep.
Well, excuse me. Tonight for the visiting, the Dark Gray team, coached by Bob Heikamp and Nick Timmerman. They've got 9 ball players on their squad, and they're going to be leadoff by Xavier Bruns, who is the son of Nathan and Stephanie Bruns, followed by Briar Leuthold, which is Mitch and Tammy's, Kobe Timmerman, which is Nick and Jennifer's, Braden Greasy is Dave and Cindy's little boy, Alex Reisner will be batting 5th, that's Matt and Angie's little boy, Tucker Huntsman will be batting 6th, that's Justin and Tammy's, Ryan Judy will be batting 7th, that's Tyler and Carey's, and batting 8th will be Colton Timmerman, Nick and Jennifer's second son on the team. He's in kindergarten. Holy cow, this is a little guy. We got kindergarten, first and second graders. And we also have Kalen Forkamp. He'll be batting 9th, and that's Matt and Carmen's little boy. For the home team, Team Purple, they're coached by Ryan Lamb and Nick Dilworth. They've got leading off, they've got Bentley Dilworth, followed by Owen Lamb, James Shuttleworth, Bryce Seifring, Cale Diller, Carter Kaiser, Benny Vogel, Grant Pearson, Logan Garkey, Braxton Schmitz, Corbin Wetker, Colson Bechtel, Eli Kramer, and Bryson Bollenbacher. They've got 14 players on their squad, so they're going to be hitting like crazy. So it looks like we're getting ready for the national anthem here, Spence. We'll take a quick break, and we'll be back right after this.
Our story started 80 years ago with a series of handshakes and a belief in a husband's work. 4 generations later, those beliefs and morals still shape who we are. Our word is our bond. Our commitment is unwavering, and our family is everything. At Cooper Farms, family first isn't just a saying. It's our culture. Join our family today and apply online at CooperFarms.com. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Are you a busy parent, married to your job, or just don't have the time to get to the grocery store? Worry no more. Wayne Street Market in downtown Fort Recovery has the answer for you. Shop online. It's as easy as ordering that pair of shoes you ordered last week. Log on to WayneStreetMarket.com. Click on the Shop Online Now button at the top of the page and start adding to your cart. The process is simple, and better yet, you pay online, drive to the store, and one of our friendly associates will bring your groceries out to you. You don't have to even get out of the car. Don't make life more chaotic than it needs to be. Take advantage of our online shopping today. As always, thanks for shopping your fast, friendly, and convenient grocery store.
Hello, this is Chad Fowler from Fowler Mechanical. Whether you're a long-time customer or someone we have not had the privilege to serve yet, I want you to know we are here for all your residential and commercial heating, air conditioning, and plumbing needs. We have been proudly serving the Fort Recovery area since 2004. So give us a call at Power Mechanical and see what we can do for you. Power Mechanical, 419-375-2410. For over 120 years, Hall Brothers, your local KFIH and Kubota dealer, has provided top-notch equipment, parts, and service to area farmers. If you've never been to Hall Brothers, please stop in and take a look around. Not only do we carry farm equipment from KFIH, Kubota, JMM, NARAF, MacDon, Bush Hog, and many others, but we also carry lawn and garden, Toro, Cub Cadet, Grasshopper, and Echo chainsaws and trimmers. See us at Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, serving this area since 1896.
Proudly serving the Fort Recovery area for over 23 years, Fortune Excavating and Farm Drainage has the expertise to handle any dirt work you need, from installing waterways and building pads to demolition work and septic system installation. Fortune Excavating and Farm Drainage has all the equipment you need to get the job done right. Does your driveway need some fresh gravel, or do you need some dirt hauled in? We can take care of all your hauling needs as well. Give Brian a call at 419-852-6655. Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage. Go Indians.
Here, Community Park, Neil Spencer and Dave Count bringing you Minor League Championship Baseball. Fort Recovery style.
Yep.
And we're on Diamond. What Diamond are we on?
Diamond here, One.
We're on Diamond One. We got the lights and everything.
Sorry about the whistle with the commercials. I'm not sure what's going on there. I'm going to try something here and see if we can make it, if we can fix it. Give us about 2 or 3 seconds here. Okay, maybe this will help a little bit, but we'll see.
If anybody's going to fix this, Pansy's going to be.
Yeah, no, Chuck would be the guy, but I think I'm only doing whatever kind of stuff that he tried before. So,
looks like home team Purple's heading out there. Now, in this situation, these coaches pitch to these little guys. So the coach goes out there, he throws it, and the little guy standing up there at the plate is going to be Xavier Brings. That's Nathan and Stephanie's little boy. He's a first grader. And I think the bat is almost as big as he is.
Yeah.
Yep. Love him.
Yep.
This is cute stuff right here. Yes, I tell you what, we're getting used to doing these baseball games for the high schoolers, and you know what? This is a change of pace, and I think it's going to be fun.
This is always a lot of fun. These kids are really awesome, and like I said, some of them have really high skill levels. Some of them, the skill isn't quite there, but most of them really know what they're supposed to do. Just doesn't always work. But this is a lot of fun to watch. This I just really enjoy this.
Well, I'll tell you what, we've got our diamonds looking about as good as you can have a diamond look. And we've got new sod put around the infield, the new dirt on the field. Man, it just looks like $1 million here.
Yes,
in this complex, I'll tell you what. All right, here we go. We're getting ready for first pitch, and that one's going to come in there, and that's going to be swung on and missed. We got a catcher behind the plate.
I believe the rule is they get like 10 pitches or something like that. I can't remember exactly what it is.
Well, that was fouled off over in the dugout.
Yeah.
It's one of his fellow players. He was sitting on that baby waiting on it.
There's
the ground ball back up towards the middle. Looks like it's going to be fielded by the second baseman. Over to first base. That's going to be over the first baseman's head. It looks like Xavier Bruce is going to reach. And he's going to head down to second base after that air. So the first guy on, he's in scoring position right out of the gate, Spencey. What are we going to do? Now we got Briar Leupold coming to the plate. And that's Mitch and Tammy's. He's a second grader. Has baseball pants on. He's looking good.
Yep. Kind of swing down.
He's got his eyeshadow on, too.
Yep.
Big uppercut.
I don't think guys call that eyeshadow. That's eye black.
Eye black. There we go.
His mom might have some eyeshadow.
There you go.
I'm pretty sure he doesn't.
Well, he's swinging like his grandpa Butch. You got that baby swinging up in the air, let me tell you. There he pops it up. First baseman coming in. Looks like he's going to make a play. Goes off his glove, and he's going to be safe at first base. Runner moves on over to third base. So we got him at first and third. Nobody out. And Kobe Timmerman, a first grader, going to step to the plate. Defense is all set. First pitch in there, a little bit tardy on the swing.
Who do we have here?
This is Kobe Timmerman. There's a ground ball right back up to the middle to the pitcher. Pitcher comes up with it, fires over to first base, off the first baseman's mitt, and that's going to bring in the game's first run. Runners are going to advance. And they're going to be safe. That's second and third. So Timmerman now to second base. Luth on over to third base. Nobody out here. Top of the first inning, they're going to bring a left-hander, Braden Greasy, to the plate. It's our first left-hander in the game, Spansley.
Yep. Can swing, but hadn't made contact. Here we go. Nope, just missed that one.
Got his arm up. I'm liking it. There's a ground ball. That's going to be foul right here at home plate. Two runners on, one across the plate, 1-0. So far here, the dark gray team with an early lead. Uh-oh, there's a ground ball over towards the third baseman. Runners are going to kind of advance. Third baseman comes up with it, fires the third. And he is safe in there at third. So another
pretty close play
across the plate. Luthon comes across. Greasy goes down to first base. Kobe's over at third. And that's going to bring the number five hitter, Alex Reisner, to the plate. A second grader, Matt and Angie Reisner's little boy.
And Matt reminded me before the game it's pronounced Reisner.
Yeah.
He said, I knew you guys would get it, but he said, everywhere we go, it's never pronounced Reisner. Reisner right. And Reisner.
Well, there's a rocket back up the middle, makes it all the way out to the outfield. That's going to score one. And looks like we're going to have a play at third, and it's going to be overthrown. That was a solid hit baseball right there by Alex Reisner.
Yep, and on the overthrow, Alex moves on to second.
So Kobe comes in to score, and now we got Greasy at third, Alex Reisner at second, and Tucker Huntsman to the plate. Another southpaw here for...
So I guess that went into the dugout. They awarded him third base. So he went to second and got awarded third base on the overthrow.
Did a run come in then?
Yep.
So Braden Greasy scored. 4-0 ball game. Reisner down at third base. That's a hard hit ball out towards left field. That's going to fall in there for a base hit. Reisner's going to score, and that's going to be... and hit number four in the inning. Coming down at first, Ryan Judy is now the batter. Tyler and Carrie's little boy, Ryan, followed by Colton Timmerman.
Swing and a miss on the first one.
That one's fouled over here toward the
purple team dugout.
Pitcher gets a sore arm. He throws a lot of pitches then.
Yep.
It's all right.
The person pitching to the players is one of their coaches. Is one of the batting team's coaches.
Gets a piece of that one. Gonna give him one more chance here. He's had a lot of swing and misses. There he gets a piece of it. Down to the first baseman. First baseman gets by him. Second baseman comes up with it, flips over to first, and that's gonna be out number one.
Did I set you right between the with a post right between you and the scoreboard?
Yeah.
Sorry about that. I just not noticed that. Wasn't thinking about that at all.
Not a big deal. We got one out. We got a run second base. And Colton Timmerman at the plate. Kindergartner. He gets a piece of that one. It's another piece of them. Both of them foul. Coach throws him about him. Faster, we can talk about him.
Yeah.
He just keeps throwing.
He's not doing his windup, is he?
No, that's okay.
Yeah.
Colton in there. Boy, he's a little tiger. Each time he steps, he keeps getting closer and closer to the pitcher. He's getting his foot on the batter's
box. He's one of the kindergartners.
Yep, yep. There's two kindergartners on the team, Colton and Kalen Forkamp. And he's going to go down on strikes. So one out makes it two outs with Colton, and now it's going to bring up a number nine hitter, Kalen Forkamp, Matt and Carmen's little boy. He's also from kindergarten, but, man, he's a lot bigger.
Yeah.
Runner at second. Two outs, 5-0 ball game. First pitch hit, bow, down the first baseline. Swing and a miss right there. Defense starting to talk out there, getting a little chipper. That one's hit down towards the third baseman. Third baseman makes a great play. Fires over to first base, and that's going to be out number three. Nice piece of defense after they settled down to start the inning. They came back.
Yeah.
Got three outs here in a row, and that's going to do us in the top of the first inning. But they pick up five runs, and after a half an inning, Dark Gray team up 5-0. Purple coming to bat.
Are you having a little car trouble, or do you just need to get your oil changed? Hastings Auto Sales is the place to go for expert repairs on your vehicle. Their certified technicians will fix it right. Just call them at 375-4617 and make your appointment. And they're the best place around to buy a low mileage used vehicle. Check out their inventory at hastingsauto.com. If they don't have what you're looking for on the lot, they'll find it for you. For the best in vehicle sales and repairs, it's Hastings Auto, just south of the stoplight in downtown Fort Recovery.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canope from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Aches and pains aren't trophies. They're just barriers keeping pros like you from getting the work done. You know better than anyone that this business can be backbreaking. But that's all the more reason to partner with someone who has your back. Ferris is about helping you finish strong and feel good about doing it. Ferris commercial grade mowers feature patented suspension technology that allows you to mow faster and get more work done while keeping you comfortable so you can feel good tomorrow. Ferris, work hard, feel good.
All right, we're back here getting ready for the bottom of the first inning. It's going to be Dilworth, Lamb, and Shuttleworth, first three batters for the Purple team. They find themselves down 5-0 going into their first at bat.
Is that Beetle, Bentley?
This is Bentley Dilworth.
Yep.
This is Tiny and Tracy's little guy.
Yep.
He's the first one we've seen take a pitch, and that is an absolute missile out to right field. That young man is fast, and he's going around first, and he's hightailing over towards second. He's not stopping there either. He's heading towards third, and his daddy's right there at third, and he's pushing him around. He's going to come around home, and that's going to be a leadoff home run for Bentley Dilworth. How about that start right there? That is about as hard a hit ball as we've seen all night.
Yep.
He took it almost to the fence, which is 192 on the grass, and he rounded in bases fast.
Yep. That's one of those that if you're out here watching, you can tell he knows what he's doing. So it's fun to watch these kids that have that not only have the skill, but and most of them do know the game pretty well.
Not sure what's going on here. Looks like the catcher.
Is he overheating or?
I don't know. He took his garb off there. I think what we're going to do, I see what we're
going to
do.
I think
we got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. They're going to put another outfielder out there in the outfield and just let the coach. Let the coach catch. That makes perfect sense. Give them an extra outfielder because they were one shy out there in the outfield with nine players and they had a three-man outfield. So that's going to bring up Owen Lamb. Owen Lamb is the little boy of Ryan and Kerry. Takes first one and he fouls it back over the screen. 5-1 ball game, bottom of the first inning. There's a ground ball. That's going to go back up towards the middle. Shortstop's going to make a play on it, and he's going to fire over to first and just a little bit late in the throw, and that's going to bring Owen Lamb to first base with a base hit, and that's going to bring up Jimmy Shuttleworth. James is Dave and Carrie's little boy. He's a second grader, and he's a left-hander also.
And just watching him here, looks like he knows what he's doing.
Yeah, he definitely knows what he's doing. He's got his bat, and he steps in, and he hits a rocket out towards center field. That's going to get between the two outfielders, and that's going to run out there to the halfway to the fence, and that's going to be a stand-up double for Shuttleworth. So three straight hits, and that's going to put runners at second and third with Bryce Seifring coming to the plate. Bryce is a second grader also, and that's Joe and Amy's little boy. I'm liking his helmet.
Yep.
Takes first base. Next one, he fouls down towards Tiny Dilworth down there to the old third base coach. That one popped up over the screen, and now we're going to have another pitch right here. And that one's a rocket back up the middle. And that's going to get past the second baseman, and that's going to bring home one run. And that's going to do it. We're going to stop the runners right there. So, Owen Lamb comes home. He scores. Shuttleworth over to third. Bryce Seifring at first. And now with nobody out, that's going to bring Cale Diller to the plate. Greg and Katie's little guy, he's also a second grader. Nobody out here in the bottom of the first inning, 5-2 ball game.
He helped us out at the concession stand for the...
Wow, there's a hard hit ball. Taylor made. He throws over to the first baseman, bounces it to him. Tough play for the first baseman, and that's going to bring in a run. And that's going to bring in two runs. So Shuttleworth and Seifring score to make it 5-4. Cale Diller is going to end up at second base after the air. And that's going to bring up Carter Kaiser. Carter is Eric and Amy's. First pitch swinging right to the shortstop. He bobbles it, flicks the runner back, and he's going to just keep that runner right there. A nice play by the shortstop. He booted it, but he didn't let that runner advance.
Look, he could tell he didn't have a good chance at the play at first, and he just made sure that runner at second didn't advance.
That's right. So that's going to bring Benny Vogel to the plate. Benny with a hard hit ball. That goes out to right field. That's going to score one run. The runner's going to try to go to third, and he does. So now we got runners at first and third. Benny with another hit. Seven straight hits here for Team Purple.
Still nobody out.
And now we have a 5-5 ball game. That brings Grant Pearson to the plate. He's a first grader, and that's Trent and Stacy's. There's a pulled ball right down towards the first baseman. First baseman comes up with it cleanly, steps on the bag for out number one. It does score Carter Kaiser. So Purple takes the lead here in the bottom of the first, 6-5. If you're out there listening to us, give us a shout-out. Text me at 419-234-2976. We'll be happy to talk to you. Give you a shout-out anyway. Runners at first and second. One out here. Bottom of the first inning. 6-5 ball game. Tight one in the championship game here of the minor leagues.
Yep. So who do we have here?
This is Logan Garkey. This is
Josh
Marius.
You just got there saying it. I already lost track.
And that's going to be, looks like we scored six runs, and that's how they do that?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
Very good. I see what they do.
Yep.
So we'll see if Logan Garkey comes back up to bat. I don't know how that works, but.
Yep. We'll find out. We'll figure that out pretty quick.
We'll see what happens. Yeah.
Yep.
Well, we get through one inning. It's 6-5. Tight ball game here. The home team, Team Purple, leads over Team Gray. We'll be back in a second with the bottom or top of the second.
We'll be hosting a poker run on Saturday, June 29th. All proceeds will benefit Mark Baker, who is battling major health issues. The poker run is not only open to motorcycles, but also to cars and party buses, so everybody can participate. Registration begins at 10 a.m. Blessing of the Bikes will be at 11:45, and the first group goes out at noon. The cost is $15 for each bike and $20 for a couple. First place is $250, and second place is $100. The ride will start and end at the Coldwater Legion, with stops in Van Wert, Union City, Bern, and Ansonia. food will be provided for all the participants, and there will be a 50-50 drawing and an auction at 6:30 with OSU football tickets, 4 tickets for a private box at a Notre Dame football game, Reds, Dragons, and a lot more. And it'll all be followed by Nightfall, providing the 80s rock until 11:30. Make your plans now to get in on the Mark Baker Poker Run on Saturday, June 29th, and stay for the big party after the run. Registration starts at 10 a.m. at the Coldwater American Legion.
All right, we roll back here to Community Park in Fort Recovery, getting ready for the top of the second inning. Bob Heitkamp and Nick Timmerman's team going to come to the plate here. They trail 6-5. Xavier Broom's going to be the first little batter here. He led the first inning off with a base hit. Come around to score, and he's going to do the same thing here in the second inning. He comes with a ground ball right up the middle. Second hit of the night for Xavier. That's going to bring Breyer Luthall to the plate. Breyer also had a base hit and scored in the first inning. He's one of only two second graders on this gray team. The other team has 6 second graders. Nice play by the shortstop. Picks it up, flips over to the second baseman for out number one.
Yep, got the force. Smart play.
Mm-hmm.
It's, like I said, a lot of these kids know exactly what they're supposed to do, and that is really good. They know the game.
That's going to bring Kobe Timmerman to the plate. Kobe also had a base hit and scored in the first. There's a hard hit ground ball over to the first baseman. He fields it. He's going to come over, and he's going to make a nice play at first base. He's going to step on the bag himself and take it all by his lonesome.
Yep, got him by about a half a step. Pretty good hustle race to the bag for both kids.
So out number two in the inning, and that's going to bring up the number four hitter, Braden Greasy. Runner down at second. There's a ball back up the middle. Fielded by the pitcher. He turns and throws to first base a little bit wide. And that's going to actually bring around Ryan Luthall. So he comes around to score his second time in the game. He's going to make it a 6-6 ball game here in the top of the second inning. That one's popped straight up. Spencer's right at us, right beside us, buddy.
Yeah. If I'd have been a little bit more limber, I'd have had that one.
There's a rocket right up the middle. Nice play by the second baseman to do it. He did it all by himself. Knocked that line drive down. Put his glove on the bag and said, that's going to do it all for you boys. Out number three, they do pick up one run. They tie this bad boy up, and we go to the bottom of the second. All knotted up at sixes.
I think we're back here, Dave.
Oh, we're back, Spencer.
Yeah,
very good.
I had some
technicals.
Well, when we did the things for the parade, we used these to play some march music before the parade, and had the volume turned way down on the computer. So that was my problem all along, I believe. So I think we're in pretty good shape now.
Attaboy, I need to figure it out.
Well, shouldn't have taken me that long, but it did.
All right, here we go. Getting ready for the bottom of the second inning. Looks like it's going to be Logan Garkey, I think, is the batter. Six ball game here in the bottom of the second. Minor league championship, Fort Recovery style. Logan goes down swinging in the bottom of the second to lead us off, and that's going to bring Braxton Schmitz to the plate. This is Scott and Abby's little guy. One out here in the bottom of the second inning. All knotted up at sixes.
Getting a little direction from his coach.
Yep.
That was a pretty nice swing, but didn't make connection. Just missed that one.
Here comes the pitch again. He's reaching out there for it.
Yep.
Coach telling him to back up a little bit in that box.
He's just missing it, too.
Yeah. He's our little guy. Just keep stepping forward.
Yep.
Pretty cute.
You can tell he's anxious.
Mm-hmm.
I love that. Really want to hit that ball.
Well, the coaches want him to hit it, too. They're trying to hit that ball as good as they can.
Yep. Yep.
Braxton goes down swinging also, and that's going to be two up, two down. And that's going to bring Corbin Wepker to the plate. Corbin is Kevin Holly's little guy. He's a first grader. He fouls that one off right here at the screen to us. That was a hard hit ground ball. Over towards the second baseman. Going to get past him. Going to get past the right fielder also. And going to get past the backup guy in the right fielder. They finally threw it back in. It's just going to be a long single, Spencer. They held, him to a single.
Yep, it was just right there where he'd be running in the base path, and wouldn't have been real hard for him to run up and grab him once they got a hold of that ball. So
that's going to bring Colson Bechtel to the plate. That's Kimo and Lisa's little guy. His first at bat here in the ball game in the bottom of the second, all knotted up at sixes.
Hey, I just got into the shade, Dave.
Coming my way.
It is coming your way soon.
I feel cool already.
Yeah.
There's a hard hit ball right back to the pitcher. Pitcher comes up with it, throws over to the first baseman. First baseman bobbles it, and that's going to put runners at first and second. And that's going to bring Eli Kramer to the plate. This is Clinton Nicky's little guy.
Boy, he looks ready, doesn't he?
Man, he is digging in.
Yes, sir. I'm anxious to see what he does here.
He got robbed there. Bad pitch by the coach. Little piece of that one right there. Foul. Yep. There's one right down to the third baseman. Third baseman's going to come up with it and step right on the bag. Beautiful play by the third baseman for out number three.
That was sharp on that kid's part.
Absolutely.
You know, he knew exactly
sharp.
What he needed to do, and he grabbed the ball, made sure he had it in his glove, and then stepped on the bag.
Absolutely. We're 3-2 innings, Spencey, and we're all knotted up 6-6.
We'll be conducting a summer youth golf camp for boys and girls. The Portland Golf Club will be conducting a summer youth golf camp for boys and girls entering grades 1 through 8 on July 22nd through the 24th, 2019, from 9 to 10:30 a.m. each day. Cost is $25 per participant and is open to students from all local schools. T-shirts and bottled water will be provided for the participants, as well as a meal on the final day. For more information or to register, visit Portland Golf Club's website at portlandgc.com or their Facebook page, Portland Golf Club of Indiana. Or you can pick up a registration form at Carr Chiropractic or Second National Bank in Fort Recovery or at Edward Jones Financial or Portland Golf Club in Portland. Deadline to register is July 12th to receive a T-shirt. Late registrations and same-day registrations will be accepted. This youth golf camp, hosted by some great local coaches, high school players, and instructors, is sure to be a great time. So get those kids entering grades 1 through 8 signed up for the first youth golf camp held at Portland Golf Club in Portland, Indiana, on July 22nd, 23rd, and 24th, 2019.
That's the longest commercial right there ever.
Not quite.
Huh?
About minute and 15.
Ryan Steinbrenner, windbag.
Well, there's just a lot of stuff to get in there. He said, I feel like I need to cut that down some because it's long, but I can't think of anything to leave out.
All right, we're going to lead this top of the third inning off with Tucker Huntsman, and Tucker's going to hit a rocket down to the third baseman who does backhand it, but he does not make a throw, so it's going to be a base hit for Tucker, and that's going to bring Ryan Judy to the plate. Ryan fouls one right off from my feet.
Yeah. If that screen hadn't been there, I'd have muffed that.
Yeah, we'd have been hurt. There's a ground ball over towards the second baseman. Second baseman fields it clean, fires a rocket over to his first baseman, and it's right off his mitt. And that's going to be a hit right there for Ryan Judy. So the first two runners on, and that's going to bring Colton Timmerman to the plate. Colton made it out here in the first inning. There's a ground ball. That's going to go back up towards the middle. Second baseman comes up with it. Fires a high one over towards the first baseman's head, and that's over his head, and that's going to bring Tucker Huntsman across the plate for a run.
So 7-6 now.
Now we got a new leader here.
Yep.
The great team takes the lead here in the top of the third, 7-6. Ooh, there's a hard ground ball right down the line on third base. Base hit by Timmerman. He's going to bring in two runs. They're still chasing that ball out to the fence, and now they're bringing it in. That's going to be a stand-up double.
He hit that one hard.
He hit that baby a ton.
I mean, that wasn't more than a foot and a half fair.
That's right.
Right down that.
Actually, that was the forecamp boy with a base hit, and that was a hard hit ball. And that one goes up the middle. Oh, tough break for the second baseman. Hits the bag, bounces back into play, and Timmerman comes around to score right there to make it 11-6.
Hit that side of the second base bag and shot out in the right field. So
absolutely.
10-6 now.
That's going to bring Breyer Luthall to the plate. Breyer's got a couple of hits. He scored a couple of times here so far.
Got a piece of that one back to the screen.
Runner at first. Nobody out here. Top of the third inning.
That one hits back toward the top of the screen. Just about got out.
Breyer's got the greatest uppercut swing we've got on the ball field. And he hits a ground ball over to the third baseman. Hard one up to, off his chest. He comes up with it and says, I ain't throwing this baby.
Nope.
So that puts runners at first and second. Breyer's third hit of the ball game, and that's going to bring Kobe Timmerman to the plate. Kobe scored a run here in the first inning.
Yep, that was a nice play by the third baseman. He knocked it down and knew he didn't
have a hard hit ball for him.
Yes, it was. He stayed right there on it.
A lot of nice signs out there hanging on the fence. A lot of supporters here for our Little League's teams.
Yep.
Got them all over these ball diamonds out here. It's awesome to see. There's one right up the middle, fielded by the shortstop. He goes over. He's going to take out himself. That's going to be a fielder's choice, and it's going to be out number one, and it will move the runner up to third.
First and third for him with one out. And the lefty.
Braden Greasy. Braden swings and knocks it foul down the first baseline. That was hit over to the second baseman. He fields it. He flips over to the first baseman, and that's going to be another out. But we do have a runner score. So that's going to be out number two. And that's going to bring Alex Reister to the plate. Alex hit an absolute rocket his first time up.
Yep. All right, come on, guys, let's go. Well, that's six runs.
Very good.
Yep.
So that's what we do. Looks to me like Alex is going to be leadoff here. Coming up here the next time up. And we're through. 2.5 innings. We go to the bottom of the third. And
Team Purple. Oh, yeah, yes, we got it back on the desk on the right side. Yeah,
so. Team Purple is going to come up here. They're going to trail 11-6.
Yeah, he's already ready.
Goodness gracious, these guys are fast.
Ran off the field. He grabbed the bat.
They went back out there. No, they went back out there because it was 6-6. That's what I wondered. Okay. So Reister comes back up, and he pops it up to the second baseman in and out of his glove. And that's going to bring home the sixth round. Now I think that's going to do it for us.
Yeah.
I was going to say, that was the fastest transition ever on it.
Yeah, and I was just thinking it was 6-5 a little bit ago, but the home team scored the sixth run.
Exactly. So that takes care of it right there. So Alex Reeser drives in the sixth run of the inning, and that's going to do us. We're going to the bottom of the third, and looks like Team Gray leading 12-6.
Stacey Faller, member of the Fort Recovery Friends of the Arts. Stop down and see us this Sunday, June 30th at 7 p.m. for our area talent night. Come join us as we showcase local musicians and performers. For more information, please visit our website at FortRecoveryFriendsOfTheArts.com or find us on Facebook.
The summer reading program at the library is going on now through July 17th. This year's theme is A Universe of Stories, and along with the reading program, there are lots of programs for the kids to enjoy that will be presented throughout the summer. Check their website for all their summer reading programs events at FortRecoveryLibrary.org. A Universe of Stories, this summer's reading program, going on at your library now through July 17th.
All right, we're back here getting ready for the bottom of the third inning. Team Purple coming to the plate, and they trail 12-6. First pitch in there to Bryson Bollenbacher. Shane Kelly's little guy. It's going to be his first at bat of the game. Wow. Rocket up towards the middle. Second baseman off his glove and out in the outfield. And that's going to be a base hit for Bryson. Now we roll back to Bentley Dilworth. And this little fella in the first inning waited on his pitch, didn't swing at the first pitch, swung at the second one, hit it to the fence, and come around for an infield, basically, a tater.
Yep. Inside the park.
As Bubba would say, big fly. He went big fly on him.
Yep.
Takes a wicked cut at that one, pops it back up towards the screen. Wow, swinging out of his shoes now. He wants to hit it over the fence. That one, he hits out towards the left fielder. Left fielder standing out there. He's going to watch it fall. He turns around and gets it and fires into the second base, and that's going to be a stand-up double right there. So Ryan moves over to third, Bentley to second. So back-to-back hits here in the bottom of the third inning. We got runners at second and third and nobody out. These guys trail by 6, 12-6 here in the bottom of the third. That one's popped up. Pitcher's got a play on it, and he makes a nice play right there. Makes a basket catch. Tries to throw the runner out at second. He's back in time, so one out. And that's going to bring James Shuttleworth to the plate. James with a base hit in the first inning, come around to score. He pulls that one over towards the second baseman. Gets past everybody, and it's rolling out towards the fence. Going to score one. Here comes another guy. Comes Dilworth. He's going to come in. He's going to score. And the runners are going to move to second and third.
Nope, that's the other runner scored. That's Shuttleworth at third.
And Shuttleworth went all the way to third. Yep. Holy cow.
Yeah.
Made a triple out of it. Very good.
He just didn't
stop
running.
So runs in Bollenbacher and Dilworth. And now we bring up Bryce Seifring, who hits a perfect one on that had the shift on. And he knocks it out the right left field like he knew what he was doing. Now he's racing into second and makes a heck of a slide into second base, and he's safe. That's going to score another run. So Shuttleworth come in to score, makes it 12-9. Seifring with his second hit of the game, and that's going to bring Cale Diller to the plate.
They have some hitters on this team.
Absolutely. These second graders get up there, and they just start ripping it. Amazing what a year makes. You know that?
Yes.
1 year older, 1 year stronger, 1 year more confident thing. That's a hard hit ground ball. Pass the third baseman for a base hit. Left fielder comes up with it. He's going to throw it in, but they are going to score another run. Seifring comes around to score. Cale Diller with the second hit. And now we got Carter Kaiser coming to the plate. Carter had a base hit in the first, come around to score. 12-10 now here in the bottom of the third. Tight ball game. That one's popped up down the line. Going to be close to being fair, and it is fair. Fair by about a foot.
Yep.
Cutter coming around first. He's going to stand up on second base, and they're going to stop the runner down at third base. So now we got runners at second and third and one out. Carter with his second hit of the game. That's going to bring Ben Vogel to the plate. Benny had a base hit in the second inning. There he gets a piece of it. Knocks it down towards the third baseman. Looks like for sure he's going to score a run.
Well, he ran to third.
He ran to third, tried to get the force out, but he had to tag him out.
Yep. Yeah, so he wasn't being forced to go there.
No, he did the right play. He scooped it up, turned and went to third. Yep. Coach is out there saying, look, he did exactly what you were supposed to do, but you have to tag him because it wasn't a force out.
Yep.
That does bring in a run and makes it 12-11 with runners now at first and third and one out. There's a ground ball up the middle. Pitcher fields it, fires over to first base. It's going to be an out, but the runner is going to score, and I got a feeling they're going to make that six-run mercy rule. Yes, they are. Very good. Well, they tie it up. Nice job by Team Purple to come in the bottom of the third and tie this bad boy up at 12s, and we'll go to the top of the fourth. Starting over, 12-12.
Attention Mercer Health 5K Challengers. The Fort Recovery Friends of the Arts, along with the Fort Recovery Historical Society, will be hosting the St. Clair Run Saturday, July 20th, 2019. Join us as we unveil a new race route at Fort Recovery Community Park, 401 West Milligan Street. Registration begins at 7:15 a.m. with a live cannon fire start at 8 a.m. Lots of awesome door prizes are available. To register, go to goodtimesraces.com or our website, footrecoveryfriendsofthearts.com, and print a registration form. Early registration ends July 14th. Any questions can be directed to footrecoveryfriendsofthearts@gmail.com. We hope to see you bright and early at Community Park, July 20th at 7:15 a.m.
All right, we're back here getting ready for the top of the fourth inning. We got a heck of a crowd here, Spencer. I start looking around. These bleachers are about full. There's people down the right field line. There's a bunch of people down the right field line over here in the shade.
Yep.
They got their golf carts back in here. They're watching some championship baseball.
Yep. A few down the left field line. Not as much shade.
Not as much shade. They're out there just getting blasted by the heat.
Yep, but they are over there supporting their team. So.
Absolutely. Well, that's going to bring Tucker Husman to the plate. Left-hander here for Team Gray. All knotted up at 12. We're in a barn burner here, folks. I don't know who's sweating more. Flares or us?
Well, now we're in the shade, so I'd say they are.
Okay.
I was sweating pretty bad. I didn't even exert myself much setting stuff up, and it was just hot.
It is hot. I think they said the heat index about 96 today.
Yep.
That was fouled. Past the old coach down there at third baseline.
We're going to have to get the air conditioner fixed in the Little League press box here.
Yes, we are. Fans out.
I do have a little fan down there, but...
Is there really a fan blow?
No.
I
didn't turn it on.
I don't think it's going to do much for us.
No. I was getting ready to turn it on a little bit ago, and there's a little bit of a breeze, so I figured it wouldn't do much.
All right, Tucker comes up. He's going to go down swinging for out number one, and that's going to bring Ryan Judy to the plate. Ryan with a base hit came around to score in the second inning. For these guys, they almost all get the bat, you know?
Yeah. Yep.
They only got 9 on their roster compared to 14 for the other team. There's a rocket down the first baseman. First baseman fields it clean, steps on the bag, 2 up, 2 down.
Nice play.
Nice play right there by the first baseman for the Purple team, and that's going to be 2 up, 2 down, and that's going to bring Colton Timmerman to the plate. This is Nick and Jennifer's little guy.
I can't see who the first baseman is, but he made a nice play. He did exactly what he's supposed to do.
Absolutely.
Kept on it all the way into the glove.
Beautiful play. Beautiful play. There's one that's going to go down towards the pitcher. Pitcher going to field it. He's going to flip over to the first baseman. And how about that, Neil? Great defense right there. 3 up, 3 down.
Well, right before they went out in the field,
holy cow,
the coaches got them all together and said, guys, watch the ball come into your glove. Make it, you know what you need to do.
Absolutely.
Don't get in a hurry. Do it one step at a time, and then that's exactly what happens.
Holy cow, what a nice job on defense right there by Team Purple.
Yep.
Man, they're coming in, they're fired up, and it's all knotted up here at 12-12.
And can't decide what to eat? The Fort Recovery Dairy can help you out with our weekly specials. We feature a different special every week with a discounted price on one of our popular menu items that'll fill you up and won't break the bank. This week's special is ham and cheese, fries, and a drink for just $5. Stop by the Fort Recovery Dairy and try our weekly specials for a really good meal at lunch or supper. The Fort Recovery Dairy, home of the Double Decker.
Back here ready for the bottom of the fourth inning. Team Purple coming up here looking to blow this game open. They got a great defensive inning right there. Three up, three down.
Yep.
And it doesn't happen much in this fourth game. Inning. Absolutely not. Swing and a miss right there. I think this is Logan Gerke, but I'm not sure. I kind of lost track.
I believe it is.
Okay. Yep, it is Logan. Gets a piece of that one, knocks it foul over towards the first base dugout. There's a ground ball over towards the first baseman. First baseman does it again. He steps on first, and that's, how about that? Combined four up, four down for these guys. That's going to bring Braxton Schmitz to the plate. Braxton wants a new piece of this ball here. He struggled his first time up. Tiny's in there giving him a little bit of confidence, getting his back shoulder up a little bit and his elbow up. He's choking him up, getting some weight on that back leg. He's going to transfer some weight.
Gives him the pat. Off we go. Nice pit.
Nice swing. Yeah, he did. He took a nice level cut at it. It was nice. There he hits that baby back towards the pitcher. Pitcher comes up with it. He fires over to first and gets out of the first baseman's mitt, and he's going to be safe. So Braxton down at first base, and that's going to bring Corbin Webker to the plate. Corbin's got a base hit so far in this ball game.
I'm not really sure we have a lot of people listening live, but I can promise you we'll have a lot of people listening in the archives tomorrow.
Yeah, that's probably true. These guys will be listening like crazy.
The kids and the parents will be,
tuning in, won't they?
Trying last year they were the next day they're out in a few kids' yards and replaying the game.
Oh, really?
Yep.
That'll be dang.
Yep.
Yeah. Looks like Corbin's going to go down swinging.
Yep.
For out number two. That's going to bring Colson Bechtel to the plate. Colson had a base hit his first time up, I think, in the second inning. Timo unleashes little guy. Swings at the first one. There's the ground ball over towards the first baseman. First baseman scoops, races on over to first, and he gets him. Nice job by Team Gray. How about that? That's good defense we saw in the fourth inning, Spencer. They only had one base runner combined, and we get through four, and we're still knotted at 12s.
We've heard that Fort Recovery Insurance Agency has something for everyone. And if you need insurance, they do. When you choose Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, we take you inside our fort to find the best plan to protect your home, your business, your vehicles, and your family from the risks you'll face in today's world. When it's time for a new insurance plan, don't depend on just anyone. Depend on Ohio Mutual and Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call us at 888-375-4181.
Hi, this is Jason Andrews of Calp Pharmacy, a locally owned HealthMart pharmacy. At Calp Pharmacy, we provide personalized pharmacy solutions, including custom compounding, diabetic shoes, compression stockings, home IV, medical equipment, and more. If you're looking for a new and creative solution to your healthcare needs, visit your local Calp Pharmacy or call 800-686-2314. HealthMart, caring for you and about you.
All right, here we go. Top of the fifth inning. King Gray coming back up to the plate. They had at one time a 12-6 lead. Team Purple came back and knotted it up. Last inning was all defense. Nobody scored in the top or the bottom half of the fourth. And now we go to the fifth, and Galen Forkamp's going to lead him off with a base hit over the shortstop's head. Nice piece of hitting right there by Galen. Now he's going to try to stretch it into a double. It's going to be a play at second, and he's going to be in there.
He thought about heading for third, and they held him up probably wisely.
Penny out there talking to his shortstop right now, saying, hey, you got to be ready for the cutoff and stuff. Got to hand it to these coaches out there, giving them all good lessons. And
being very patient with these young guys.
Yeah, absolutely. I'll tell you what, I was thinking about it. It was almost 15 years ago when I was coaching this stuff. And I had a ball doing it. It's like we're going to make a defensive switch right here for Team Purple. Sending him out there to left field. Oh, we're going to make a switch again. We're going to take the second baseman and throw him out in left field.
No?
And we're going to put...
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Looks like Colton's going to go over to... It's not Colton. I don't know who that is. He's going to go to shortstop.
Yep.
Moving shortstop to second. Defensive strategy right here. Xavier Brooms is going to be the batter. He hits a bullet. Oh, my goodness. It was caught by the pitcher, and now we got a kid in the pickle. No, he didn't go back and tag, and that's going to be a double play.
Yep.
What a play right there by the pitcher.
Yeah.
Awesome defensive play. He snagged it, turned, and fired the second for out number two.
Yeah, and he was partially blocked by the pitcher. He was kind of standing behind the pitcher. Pitcher got out of the way, and he made that play.
Another great defensive play. And that's going to bring Briar Luthall to the plate. Briar's got three hits so far in this ballgame. He scored a couple of times. We're in the top of the fifth inning, and we're all knotted to 12s.
Big swing.
Nye's anxious. He's up there swinging at him now.
There he gets a piece of one.
Knocks it over the pitcher. Pitcher feels clean. Fires over the first baseman. Off the first baseman's mitt, and Breyer's going to reach again for his fourth hit of the ball game. And that's going to bring Kobe Timmerman to the plate. Kobe's got a couple of hits. He's also scored a couple of times here in the ball game. He's a first grader. He's Nick and Jennifer's. Big boy. Swings and misses at that one. High pitch right there from the coach. Then he threw him a fastball right past him. There he gets one, and he knocks it down to the third baseman. Third baseman scoops. He fires with his left hand over to first base. Wide. Runners are going to advance. We're going to have one runner over to third, and the other one's going to go over to second. So nice job right there. And, oh, my goodness, now we're even getting more crazy. Now we're going to score. So Team Gray says we're going to get a run in there, and they do.
That puts them ahead now.
Absolutely. So Breyer comes in there for his third run of the game, and now we've got a new leader, Team Gray, up 13-12. Braden Greasy, now your batter. Timmerman made it all the way over to third base. There's a ground ball. Back over to the pitcher. Pitcher, he's going to run home, and I think he's going to make a play. He does. Nice job right there by Bentley Dilworth. He scoops the ball up in the pitcher's mound and gets the runner trying to go home for out number three. But in the inning, they pick up one run, and we go to the bottom of the fifth. Team Gray up 13-12.
National Night Out, sponsored by the Fort Recovery Police Department, will be held on Sunday, July 21st at Ambassador Pool in Community Park from 5 to 8. This is a free event for all Fort Recovery area families, and children under 12 need to be accompanied by an adult. There will be a pool party along with free games and free food. Our police cruisers will be there along with the Southwest Mercer fire truck and the Squad 3 ambulance. Come on up to Ambassador Pool and be part of the National Night Out on Sunday, July 21st from 5 to 8 p.m. Recovery Police Department. The summer reading program at the library is going on now through July 17th. This year's theme is A Universe of Stories, and along with the reading program, there are lots of programs for the kids to enjoy that will be presented throughout the summer. Check their website for all their summer reading programs events at fortrecoverylibrary.org. A Universe of Stories, this summer's reading program going on at your library now through July 17th.
All right, Smithy, we're back here for the bottom of the fifth inning. Eli Kramer going to lead us off here, followed by Bryson Bollenbacher, and then we roll back to the top with Bentley Dilworth. First three batters here for the home team, Team Purple, trailing 13-12. Eli, a little first grader here, Clinton Nicky's little boy.
He's got a good swing. Doesn't make the contact yet.
He's got to wait a little bit. He's getting anxious up there. He wants to smack it. Coach Lamb trying to get one in the old bread basket for him. There, he gets a piece of it. Knocks it over towards the third baseman. How about that play by the third baseman? Pretty good hit by Eli Kramer and a nice catch out there by the third baseman for out number one. And that's going to bring up Bryson Bollenbacher. Shannon Kelly's little guy, he's a first grader also. Fourteen players on this roster here for Team Purple. Nine for Team Gray. There's a ground ball down the line, going to be foul.
Started off fair and then kind of...
Yeah, had a little bit of English on it. He spun that bad boy foul there. Yep.
Stayed fair with that kind of spin on it. It'd been tough to field that one.
Absolutely. I think that's Bryce Luthold down there at third that made that nice catch. There's a ground ball down the line. That's going to be a foul ball also.
One out, 13-12.
Heck of a ball game we got here tonight.
Gray team is leading. Purple team's back.
Fouled back to the screen. Bollenbacher hanging in there. Gets a piece of that one. That's going to spin backwards and go foul also.
Okay, he's ready. He's dug in. This one's going to be a hit. Nope, just missed it.
Coach going to give him a couple more here. There he gets one down the line. First baseman's going to go over. He's going to feel it. He's going to step on the bag, and that's going to be out number two. So two up, two down. And that's going to bring Bentley Dilworth to the plate. Bentley has had a couple of hits. He's scored a couple of times, and he finds himself down one run here in the bottom of the fifth inning.
I'm pretty sure he doesn't like that.
No.
He's been hitting the ball.
He's
made
a couple spectacular defensive plays.
Yep.
Takes that one. Takes two. Takes three. Swings at that next one, and he pops it up. Third baseman coming in. Bryce is going to have it go off his glove, and that's going to be a base hit for Bentley Dilworth.
Well, see if they can get him a two-out rally going. And
so the tying round, yeah, is first base, and this is going to bring Owen Lamb to the plate. Owen's got a hit in the ball game. He's also come around to score a run. That was in the first inning. He's a first grader. He's Ryan and Carey's little guy. There's a ground ball over to the Luthold boy. He scoops it up. Nobody at second base to cover the bag. He throws it over there anyway, and now we're going to have Bentley coming around. He's going to round third. He's going to head for home, and he's going to tie this bad boy up.
Heads up. Heads up on by Bentley on that base running.
He got a piece of it down there. The third baseman made a great scoop, turned to second for the force out, and nobody there to cover the bag. Yep. So that's going to bring James Shuttleworth to the plate. Shuttleworth's going to take one out to the outfield. Left center fielder going to scoop it up. He's going to fire it in.
And that's going to be a double for James.
So worth in sliding.
Absolutely. That's his third hit of the ball game.
And they've all been hard hit balls into the outfield, and he's playing well.
So now, the go-ahead runs at third base, and Bryce Seifring's your batter with two outs here in the fifth inning. Oh, my goodness, there's a rocket out towards the right center field. It's going to get past everybody. That's going to score one. That's going to score two. He's heading over to second. He's going around second. He's going to head towards third, and that's going to be a stand-up triple for Seifring.
Nice hit.
Scores two more, and now Team Purple takes a 15-13 lead here in the bottom of the fifth inning. That's going to bring Cale Diller to the plate. Cale's going to hit one down to Luthall. He's going to bobble it, and that's going to score Seifring. So Diller down to first. He's got another base hit. And that puts them up 3-16-13. That one's popped up. Pitcher's going to come in, and he's going to scoop it up, but there's going to be no play anywhere.
He hangs on to it to keep Shuttleworth at second.
Absolutely. No, Shuttleworth is, yes, he's at second base. Exactly right.
Yep.
No, that's Diller. That's Diller.
Oh, yeah.
All right, there's the ground ball up towards the pitcher, and that's going to load the bases up, folks. After they get a couple quick outs, Team Purple gets the bats going, and now they've got bases loaded, two outs. Benny Vogel with a hit right there. And that's going to bring Grant Pearson to the plate. Left-hander here for Team Purple. Can be a hero with a big hit right here, that's for sure. They're up 13-16. Or they're up 16-13, I'm sorry. There's a ground ball, and that's going to be right down the third baseline. How about that piece of hitting right there? He's going to score one. That's going to score two. And that's going to be a double right there for Pearson, and he puts a runner at second and third, and two more people are going to score.
Yep.
Benny Vogel over at third.
Yep. Diller and Kaiser both score. And
now we're up 18-13.
They had 12 going in. That's their sixth
That's
run.
That's their sixth run. And now Team Gray is going to have to get some runs on here because we're going into the top of the sixth inning.
Looked pretty good for them. They were up 13-12 with two outs.
Been a barn burner. They can get the bats going here.
Yep.
We're through five. And Team Purple's got a five-run 18-13 lead. We'll be back in a bit.
Have you been looking for that perfect lot to build your dream home on? Look no further than Indian Hills Estates, located just off of Sharpsburg Road at the south edge of town, within walking distance of Mary Alpha Christian Church and the elementary middle school. With one beautiful home completed and more popping up soon, and warm weather approaching, there's no better time to choose your lot on this quiet cul-de-sac street with absolutely no drive-through traffic. So even if you're not planning to build yet, get with Dave Kalp to choose your lot now so you'll be ready to go when your house plans are complete. There are several beautiful lots left, and they all have village utilities as well as electric, cable, phone, and natural gas. So give me a call now at 375-4855. I'll be more than happy to go out and help you choose your perfect lot on Spy Run before it's too late.
Alex Reese are going to lead us off here for Team Gray. They trail by five. They need five runs here in the sixth inning to keep this ball game going. It's going to be Reesner, Huntsman, and Judy. First three batters here for Team Gray.
Nick Dilworth out there giving some instruction to his infielders. If it happens, this is what you do. Remember, this is important. You need to make sure it gets in your glove and then get it to the right place.
But these guys have been working with their players now for better than a couple of months. And that is a hard hit ball by Reesner out towards right field. Going to get past the right fielder. Reesner going to hit first. He's going to round first, head towards second. Coaches are going to hold him up, down five runs. Never want to make the first or third out of third base, Spencey.
Nope.
It's a rule of thumb no matter what age group you're in.
Yep.
That's going to bring Tucker Huntsman to the plate. Tucker with a couple of base hits so far in the ball game. That was Alex's third base hit.
Yeah, Reesner and Huntsman have been hitting the ball well.
Yeah, absolutely. Brian Luthall's got four hits so far in the game for this team. There's a ground ball up the middle. Shortstop makes a dive for it. It's going to get past him, and that's going to score Reesner, and that's going to make it an 18-14 ball game. Alex comes around. He scores his second run of the game. Hard hit ball by Huntsman. That's going to bring Ryan Judy to the plate. Chuckling about the catcher back here?
Yeah.
He's officially sitting.
Yep.
I'd give anything to get my knees bent back like that.
I don't think mine will do it, but if they did, they would break off.
Yeah, they'd never get back up. They're only going to do it once. Ryan Judy up there taking some mean cuts at that ball. There's a ground ball. That's going to go back to the pitcher. Pitcher is going to scoop it up. He's going to fire over to first. Nice play right there.
Very nice
by play. The pitcher. That was Lamb to... I think that's Beetle over there at first base. Oh, I think
yeah,
it is.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Beetle is
a nice play right there.
Playing pitcher there, but yep, that's pretty good.
Judy goes down with a base hit, and that's going to bring Colton Timmerman to the plate. 18-14. Team Gray needs a couple more runs here. We need four to be exact. Steps into the old plate. Taking some vicious cuts at it. Now, this little yep. guy's a kindergartner.
Yep.
He's going to be a first grader. How about that? There's a hard hit ball back over to the pitcher. Lamb comes up with it and fires wide over to first base. That's going to bring around Huntsman. He's going to come around to score. There's going to be a play over at second base, and he's going to be in there. Oh, he calls him out.
Might have gotten off the bag then.
Yeah, he might have got off the bag, but they called him out. It's going to be out number two. They do pick up another run. And that makes it 18-15. Bases are cleared now. And Galen Forkamp's going to be the batter.
He's been hitting the ball pretty well, too, hasn't he?
He's got a couple of hits, yeah.
Yep. So, two outs, sixth inning. They need three to tie, more to take the lead.
Need a bunch of batters, yeah. We got two outs here. They got to get hot. That's a good way to do it. That's a ground ball, and it's going to be throw over to first. Going to be a little wide, and it's going to be safe at first base. So Galen Forkamp with his third hit of the night, and that's going to roll the top back now to Xavier Brintz. Xavier with a chance to get his fourth hit of this ball game.
Well, the purple team scored six runs with two outs. And
yeah, we'll see if old Team Gray can do it too. Then yep. There's a hard hit ball up the middle, fielded by Lamb. He throws it again wide over to first base. So he's giving them some chances, and now these runners are going to advance, and they're going to go to second and third. That ball's going to get past the second baseman, and we're going to bring in a run, and we're going to make it 18-16, folks. So Xavier Brintz with another hit. He drives in Forkamp, and he drives in... No, he puts... let's see. He ends up over at second base, and that's going to bring up Luthold. So Luthold hits one over to the first base, or the second baseman, and that's going to do it, folks. Nice play from Lamb to Dilworth, and that's going to be out number three. And I think we got us a champion.
Yep.
We'll find out what they're going to do here, but I think that's the ball game, folks. Looks like Team Purple's going to win a barn burner here in the minor league championship in Fort Recovery, 18-16.
Yep. We'll take a little break here, and we'll be back and maybe wrap it up just a little bit.
Yeah, we'll talk about the team a little bit and
be back right after a couple of messages here. Okay, just be sure. The kids are running out on the field there, so just wanted to be sure. Okay.
The National Night Out, sponsored by the Fort Recovery Police Department, will be held on Sunday, July 21st at Ambassador Pool and Community Park from 5 to 8. This is a free event for all Fort Recovery area families, and children under 12 need to be accompanied by an adult. There will be a pool party, along with free games and free food. Our police cruisers will be there, along with the Southwest Mercer Fire Truck and the Squad 3 Ambulance. Come on up to Ambassador Pool and be part of the National Night Out on Sunday, July 21st from 5 to 8 p.m., sponsored by the Fort Recovery Police Department.
Attention Mercer Health 5K Challengers. The Fort Recovery Friends of the Arts, along with the Fort Recovery Historical Society, will be hosting the St. Clair Run Saturday, July 20th, 2019. Join us as we unveil a new race route at Fort Recovery Community Park, 401 West Milligan Street.
Registration begins at 7:15 a.m. with a live cannon fire start at 8 a.m. Lots of awesome door prizes are available. To register, go to goodtimesraces.com or our website, FortRecoveryFriendsOfTheArts.com, and print a registration form. Early registration ends July 14th. Any questions can be directed to Fort Recovery Friends of the Arts at gmail.com. We hope to see you bright and early at Community Park July 20th at 7:15 a.m.
All right, we're back here to wrap things up for the Minor League Championship here at Community Park in Fort Recovery. Team Purple, coached by Ryan Lamb and Nick Dilworth, come away with an 18-16 ball game over Team Gray, coached by Bob Heitkamp and Nick Timmerman. Pretty dang good ball game, Spencey. They went back and forth early in the ball game, and then late in the game, we had 2 outs. Team Purple come up with 6 huge runs with 2 outs, and
they were down a run, and
it was a ball game that looked like Team Gray kind of had in hand there for a little bit, but then Team Purple got hot with the sticks, and the sloppy defense came up for Team Gray, and they ended up with 6 runs. But I tell you what, an absolute great ball game by both squads. It was pretty evenly matched team, and you know, you look at it, we've got 9 kids, like I said, on Team Gray and 14 on Team Purple. I think a couple of them are out probably on vacation and stuff here for Team Gray, but they're all lining up here. They're getting ready for the board's presentation, and congratulations. We'll go over the teams here for Team Purple. The championship team was Bentley Dilworth. He had 3 hits, scored 3 runs. He led the game off with a home run, Spencey. How about that? That was pretty cool.
That's nice.
On Lamb, that's Ryan and Carey's little guy. He had a couple of great defensive plays there late in the ball game. James Shuttleworth, another big hitter for Team Purple. Bryce Seifring, he had a big hit to tie that thing up earlier in the sixth inning. Cale Diller, also, I got him down for 4 hits. Carter Kaiser with 3. Ben Vogel with a couple of hits. Grant Pearson, he come around to score 1 run. Logan Garkey, I don't have him for a hit here, but I think he had one.
Yeah,
so we got Braxton Schmitz, Corbin Wepker, Colson Bechtel. They all had a hit apiece. Eli Kramer and Bryson Bullenbacher rounds out the roster for Team Purple. All-around team win for everybody, and congratulations and hats off to Team Purple. For Team Gray, it was Xavier Brintz, Briar Luthald, and Kobe Timmerman. That's 8, 9, 10, 11 hits for their top 3 guys right there, Spencer.
Hey,
pretty good leadoff group.
Those are pretty good kids.
Absolutely. We got Braden Greasy, Alex Reesner, and Tucker Huntsman. They all had at least 2 hits, if not 3. And then they had Ryan Judy, Colton Timmerman. They each had a hit. And Galen Forkamp. I got him down for 3 hits and scoring a couple of runs. So, very good season for both of these teams. Congratulations to both of them, and they'll move on to bigger and better things next year, I'm sure.
Yeah, and these are kindergarten, first and second
graders.
And
absolutely.
There's a lot of baseball knowledge out there and a pretty good amount of skill that is just going to get better and better every year.
You can definitely see some of those kids with some skill out there.
There's some very good promise out there. Out of, 23 kids, I'd say there's 23 pretty good prospects.
It is. It's pretty dang neat. Yep. Coach Kopp's got a lot to look forward to coming up down the road for him.
Yep.
Many years from then, but I hope they all be there. So.
Yep.
All right, well, we'll take a quick break. We're going to come back here, Spencey. We don't know for sure. We're thinking probably 15 minutes maybe have the Major League Championship. Yep. We got one more game to enjoy yet tonight, and that's going to be probably the 3rd and 4th graders, and they'll be pitching to each other. So
we'll do a little music, then we'll be back shortly.
Yeah, you can keep them posted on what we're up to and let them know how soon we're going to be back. I'm going to go up and see what the youth restroom's working, Spencey.
Yep. You're the mayor. You got to make sure all that stuff's working.
I'll check around, Hoss.
Yep.
We'll be back in a bit.
We'll see you, folks.
Right here on Fort Recovery Internet Radio, was being brought to you by the community-minded sponsors that you heard during today's special sportscast, and the sports department of Fort Recovery Internet Radio, and all the volunteers of FortRecoveryRadio.com. Thanks for listening. Now we're going to send it back to the studio for regular programming.